Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
As a high-risk disabled person, I have been vigilant about staying safe and avoiding infection during the pandemic. Unexpectedly, this summer I had several medical crises that led to 4 weeks in the ICU. I came home with a tracheostomy, a tube inside my throat attached to a ventilator allowing me to breathe. While recovering, communication access is one of my greatest challenges since I can no longer speak. People have talked over me, ignored me, or became impatient as I type my responses. I currently use a text-to-speech app called Proloquo for text. The voice options are robotic, clinical, and white. It also fails to capture my personality, cadence, and emotions. Right now, can you feel what I am saying? Using this technology has made me a better writer because every sentence has to have a succinct purpose. I will both mourn my loss and adapt to my new body because this is what it's like to be disabled in a non-disabled world and non-speaking in a speaking world. And yet, I can still grin devilishly, roll my eyes sarcastically, and my personal favorite, give the middle finger. Communication isn't solely my responsibility. Everyone should take a beat, care, and make an effort to understand one another. To quote my friend Mia Mingus, access is love. I still have a voice and lots to say. Oops, there goes my ventilator alarm. With a perspective, I'm Alice Wong.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Truffleman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.